Welcome today to our interview series with outstanding professionals. I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and I'm conducting an exclusive interview with Janet Kennedy, President of Microsoft Canada, and Janet is an internationally recognized top-ranking executive. Janet, you have so many outstanding contributions in innovation and executive leadership, having significant global impact, and we really appreciate you coming in and sharing so much of your experiences with our audience.
Thanks so much. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
You know, Janet, you got this amazing background with IBM and now with Microsoft, and you've got so many sort of different kinds of leadership lessons. Can you share some of them with our audience?
Sure. I've been in the tech industry for almost 30 years, and it's been a wild ride, particularly for a female that came out of engineering school. I graduated from Purdue University in industrial management and industrial engineering. And as you can imagine, 30 years ago, there weren't a ton of women doing what I'm doing today. But I was really fortunate because tech is an industry that's always changing and there's always something new and exciting to learn. And so in my early career, I actually started as a JCL programmer, believe it or not, and I quickly decided I preferred the customer and the client side, learning about how technology can help solve business solutions for our customers. And so that's what I did in the early days with IBM and then came to Microsoft, and I just finished my 13th year here with the company.
Now, because of all the leadership that you've shown and demonstrated throughout your career, are there any specific tips you want to give the executives? Because we have a lot of executives in the audience.
Sure. I've learned a lot along the way, sometimes by making mistakes and sometimes by getting lucky. But I would probably say three things I would do. First of all, make sure that you step outside your comfort zone. There were times along the way when perhaps I was very comfortable with the customer-facing side and was challenged to take a strategy role. For example, I moved out of a customer-facing role and helped work on the retail and hospitality strategy for Microsoft at our headquarters in the early 2000s. And then again, got challenged again to take a full P&L role so that I could understand the end-to-end operations. Each time that I did that, it gave me a new experience that I could have so that I'd be ready for the job that what I consider my dream job, which is being the president of Microsoft Canada. You know, one of the things I would also add that people are often surprised about is you don't always move with a promotion. So people will often say, sure, I'll take a move, I'll do something different if you get promoted. But I like to say you need to, I like to use the phrase, the world or your career is a jungle gym, and you often have to go lateral before you can get to where you want to be. And that's true in my case. I've had six different jobs at Microsoft, but people might be surprised that during the different moves I took, only one of those was actually a promotion. The other ones you have to earn your way by getting different experiences. And I would really challenge people to look at your career that way.
Well, that's just great advice for the executives in the audience. Now, I know that Microsoft has so many different kinds of innovation. I read about it in the press all the time. Can you talk about some of these innovations that would really be transformational for our audience?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a very exciting time in the tech industry. And I personally think this is one of the biggest tech innovations that's happening. In my career, I often talk about I got to see three of them. I saw Bill Gates talk about a PC in every desk in every home, and of course that clearly happened and came true. The second in my career has been the internet and what always on, always connected meant for consumers. And the third one is happening right now, which is this transformation to the cloud. For Canada, and part of the reason why I was brought to Canada is that I did have some deep expertise in my past role when I was working with Fortune 100 customers, helping them move and transform their business with cloud-based solutions. Canada was actually a little bit late to the market in this area, but the last 2 years, it's exploded. And so it's fun to be leading a team at the very early parts of the transformation for this country. And there's lots of things that are happening that are super exciting. And I love to work with the tech startup community because just a few years ago, if you were in Communitech or Mars or Rotman House or Launch Academy, any of the big incubators across our country, these entrepreneurs would start a company, need some funding, and then they would leave to Silicon Valley, and they'd leave our country. Today, with cloud-based solutions and with companies like Microsoft offering them free compute power to get their company started, we're seeing new startups all over the country on cloud-based solutions because you literally can spin up a new development cycle. you know, get storage and compute network without having to go get the multi-million dollar investment. So that's really exciting. I'm really excited about some of the new capabilities that we're seeing that are being brought in from a cloud-based computing, things like machine learning, business intelligence, disaster backup real-time. There's many things that you couldn't do just a few years ago. And then probably the thing that's just fun for me is in this role running Microsoft Canada. You know, I do have every single person in Canada as a customer in some way. And so we've talked a lot about, you know, cloud computing for startups and commercial customers, but I also get to spend time with gaming, with our Xbox Live. A lot of the students love us these days with our acquisition of Minecraft. There's just a lot going on in this country that Microsoft is excited about.
You know, some of the things that I'm seeing in the marketplace is sort of, you know, we're effectively all consumers and consumerization is sort of embedded in everything, even including in small, medium-sized businesses and enterprises. What kinds of consumer technologies do you see that will also impact SMBs and enterprises?
Yeah, there's lots coming to market and lots in the market right now. One of our hottest areas from an SMB would be, first of all, the cloud. So when you look at something like Office 365 or perhaps some of our disaster recovery and backup solutions, this is a way to reduce costs for these small and medium businesses and get them current, you know, immediately. And so that's been a very strong piece of it. The other piece that is very exciting in Canada is our Surface tablet technology has gone very, very strongly across this country. And then this summer we're launching Windows 10, which would be a new operating system that will help people with mobility, with ease of use, with security, but also give you the touch and feel that a lot of people are very comfortable with the start screen and some of the capabilities they've had from the past. So this is a very big year for us from both SMB all the way up to our biggest commercial and government customers.
I guess the other thing, too, is I was just speaking at a recent conference here in Vancouver, and there was just so much excitement about HoloLens. Are you able to talk a little bit about that or not?
Well, we saw HoloLens an announcement, I guess, 2 months ago. I don't have anything more to share in terms of any kind of launch data when it would be in market in Canada, but it's certainly a great vision of what's coming and what's possible. When you see 3D holographs, I think they even showed in the demo the potential of playing games such as some of our Xbox Live games or Minecraft. It's really amazing. Probably the breakthrough, though, in that area will be what commercial businesses can do to bring innovation to market with that type of technology.
The other thing I'm really impressed with lately is that Microsoft is starting to integrate lots of different kinds of partnerships and embracing all the different environments that are out there. And I see these as maybe key trends for SMB and enterprises. And can you talk more about that? So, you know, some of these kind of trends and then how executives in the audience can best prepare.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a new CEO, as I think you know, Satya Nadella. He's actually been with the company 22 years and came up from the MSN and our Azure side, our cloud side. So he absolutely knows how to run massive scale hyper clouds globally. But one thing that's been really interesting is he's very much supportive of collaboration and cross-platform partnerships. So, for example, in his first 14 months in role, you know, we've offered Office 365 for Android and iOS. We have our Skype, our Bing, our translator services all cross-platform. We just announced last week a brand new Azure app development platform, really exciting, a way that you can quickly make applications, mobile applications that, again, will go cross-platform. And even last week, we just announced Office 2016 for Mac. So the early preview came out for the Apple platform. What I think is important is it's very much listening to our customers, because from a company perspective, we want our incredible experiences to be used when and where you want to use them. And if you are running multiple devices like many of us have, you know, it's important that you can have the same rich experience on a Windows device as you can on your Apple, Android, and other devices that might not even be available today. But super exciting. It's fun to be in this place. You know, if I look at my role, I've been in Canada now about 18 months. Literally 18 months ago, I wasn't meeting with some of the people that I meet with today. I wasn't spending as much time at the startup and the incubator communities as I am today. But there's so much opportunity for us to help get this economy going here in this country with technology in many, many ways.
You know, some in our audience also belong to nonprofits such as the Canadian Information Processing Society, and another one is called the Association for Computing Machinery. How can corporations like Microsoft work with these nonprofits?
Yeah, well, we do a ton with nonprofits. I think the number last year is we did almost $50 million of grants, of software grants and cash grants to nonprofits. We offer our software to the nonprofits, particularly Office 365, for their use. And interesting, just last month, we've been offering Office 365 for the university students for a while, but we just announced that for K, kindergarten through 12, we also are doing the same. And so there's a campaign going on that we're trying to help people understand that we want to help our kids, our students, and the nonprofits to become more productive. Something that was surprising to me when I came to this country, and I recently saw a presentation at the CEO dinner down at Communitech about how Canada's productivity is actually not strong compared to the rest of the world. I think we're 22nd in the latest World Economic Development Forum. And it's really an opportunity that we can use the benefits of technology and software to help the productivity not only for companies and government, but most importantly for our students and for their future. So big, big announcements in the education area. I think you're going to see a bunch more coming up later on this year.
Well, we're down to some of our closing questions here, and this one's pretty free form. If you could choose some topic areas, what do you see as, you know, one or two or three of the top challenges facing us today, and what are some solutions you would propose?
Challenges that are facing Canada, Canadians, or challenges facing the technology industry?
Could be either. It's free form.
Okay. If I think about what I think about in my role, I would probably say three, which is number one, innovation. Our CEO likes to talk about growth hacking, and that is in anything that you do in whatever role you have, there's always ways that you can get together as teams and growth hack new ways that you can help stream productivity, grow top-line revenue, or just bring innovation to the marketplace. So innovation is big, big in our company and in our industry. From my personal perspective, it's about leading through a transformation. We're a $100 billion company. We're about 6-7 years into this transformation in the cloud, and yet only about $7 billion of our $100 billion is cloud already. So I would tell you we're at the very beginning of a journey, and it's how do you lead a culture? You know, there's almost 2,000 people that work for Microsoft in Canada. How do you lead a culture so that people really understand what we're going to, which is an entirely different business model than we were in the past? And then the third one for me absolutely is the chase for talent, and how do we have the right people with the right energy and the right mindset to make sure that we can best serve our customers here in the country. So those would be my three: innovation, transformation, and talent.
Janet, you're a role model, as is Maria Clavé, for example, and you know, I had some exchanges with her recently to support the YouSpark initiative here in Canada, the YouSpark Live in Vancouver. Do you have any sort of advice to give to encourage diversity and increased participation across the board in STEM?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's actually multiple ways that I think about it and how our company is working hard. I think you got to participate last week in our YouSpark program, one of the ones we did in, out in Vancouver. But we basically are trying to get young students, middle school and high school, and understand the opportunity they have if they would invest in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. And particularly, I have a passion for young women, which many of them have the technical and the math aptitude, but they hit middle school and high school, and all of a sudden it's not cool anymore for them to invest in those areas that they need for to get a good job in this industry. And so we have programs like YouSpark. We also do DigiGirl camps. We've done Hours of Code, many, many areas that we do, and you're trying to focus on that area to get them ready to go to the right careers, take the right classes in university, and come out with a strong job in the Canadian marketplace. You know, it doesn't stop there, though. The next piece of it is the piece that we talk about, which is called BizSpark, and that's the piece where we help the ISVs and startups start their businesses. And so it's very exciting to me to be part of a company that really is giving back both to our students and to the entrepreneurs that start here in the country. And there's just so much opportunity if they can get their arms around what the potential is.
Janet, Thank you for taking the time and sharing those key lessons with us in terms of what you see as some areas that we need to consider. You are a top-ranking executive and you are a role model for executives from across the country and internationally. And I know your time is really tight, so thank you for coming in today and doing this interview with us and sharing so much of your wisdom with our audience. I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and this concludes our exclusive interview with Janet Kennedy. Janet is president of Microsoft Canada and an internationally recognized top-ranking executive.